Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We've had an exciting day already. We were joined with Quentin Maxwell, the standout quarterback from IPU. He'll be participating in three pro days. He'll be at the PSAC with the IPU and Cal, both the Florida school or Pennsylvania schools. He'll be at West Virginia's and Penn State. So we know that any pro day opportunity for these young men is a very big thing. But with that said, we're not going to be talking about Quentin Maxwell. We're going to be talking about Tyrese Henry, the Bluefield College defensive back, special teammate. This kid brings a lot to the table, and if you're not familiar with him, you're going to be after this episode. And we're going to put his highlight tape, his YouTube highlight tape, on his interview link. I suggest you watch it. Couple interceptions, couple plays, but the first return that you're going to see, you really get to see some athleticism, and I can't wait to talk to him about it. There's a point where he's on the opponent's 40, and there's about 10 guys around him, and somehow he gets through the traffic and makes a touchdown. But with that said, as promised, Tyrese Henry, the standout. Tyrese, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Good. How are you?
We're great, and we're excited to have you on. You bring so much athleticism and ability. There's certain guys throughout the draft season, when I start watching the highlight tapes, I just say, you know what, regardless of Division II, Division III, D1, there's just something special about it. I kind of get that sense with you. I was telling the listeners right before you called in, I was watching the highlight tapes, and I'm about, a minute in, and your first kick returns. When you take it, you get inside the opponent's 40, and it looks like you're going to get tackled. How you made it through all that traffic, I don't know. But then you see number 9 jettison out of it and on its way to the end zone. Fabulous play, fabulous career. With that said, can you believe your time at the collegiate level's kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next step?
I believe it went by pretty fast, but I just took advantage of every play I played during my college career, so I have no regrets about plays I left out on the field.
Definitely. Now, I got to ask, just because watching that highlight, I mean, did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee? And if you did, what's the highest amount of touchdowns you scored in a single game when you were in that Pop Warner-type league?
Yes, sir. I played rec league for a various of different teams, but Alexander Titans, that's the majority of my rec league ball I played for. And believe me or not, I scored tremendously a lot of touchdowns for them throughout my rec league years. Literally, just I was always a playmaker type of guy coming up. So,
what's the most in a game? 7, 8?
Most in a game? I believe I could say 6 or 7, definitely. 6 or 7.
That's fantastic. Again, I just wanted the folks out there to really get an idea of how athletically gifted you are and how much talent and and ability you bring to that DB and that return role. So kind of take us through. So, I mean, did you come out of a small high school? I mean, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out? Because, I mean, looking at what you've been able to do at Bluefield, I mean, you're definitely a legit, quality starter. I mean, an impact-type player. How did you kind of get lost in the shuffle and not maybe receive offers from bigger institutions?
So I didn't come from a small high school. I came from T.C. Williams High School, Alexandria, Virginia. You probably know him from Remember the Titans. So high school wasn't the problem, honestly. We had great coaching staffs, but I'm not sure how I got in the shuffle and ended up in a – NAIA because I had great test scores and, you know, I was average in academics. And from high school to college, I had the same athleticism, still making plays. And I guess size was the biggest thing for me. But, I mean, you look at my film, you look at the stats, size really don't matter. But I took advantage of the opportunity I was given, and I'm just happy to be where I'm at and hopefully have a chance to take it to the next level, you know?
Yeah, and I'm glad. That's why I was excited to get you on again. Once again, Tyrese Henry, the standout from Blue Shield College. Oh, no problem. Again, I mean, it's the guys that you don't know about that you come across, and those are the guys you kind of think about moving forward because you're like, wow, man, this kid is talented. Sure. You kind of hit that. Now, so you get there, you start making plays. I mean, you got all the accolades. You're an All-American. You're a two-time All-NCAA DB return specialist.
Yes, sir.
I mean, again, the accolades, all the ability. For you, when do you get the sense, you're starting to get attention from the NFL eyes? Those, you know, you maybe starting to hear whispers that, you know, maybe they're popping on campus, they're asking for tape. When does that kind of, you know, start to settle in that you are on that radar?
After my junior year, because my sophomore year, I just got promoted to the return game because they saw what I can do, like, at the end of my freshman year. They was like, oh, this guy really is an athlete. Let's try him at the return game in sophomore year. I did well on that. And then going into my junior senior, I've just been getting better at it and understanding how fast the pace is in college and stuff. So I just turned up, and from my coaches, I just had a lot of different coaches come in and out during my time in college. So I wasn't really sure of which teams or, like, how to get, like, to the next level, my name up to the next level because, like I said, different coaches was coming in and out. So I just bettered my game, and hopefully it gets out somewhere. So, yeah.
Man, well, hey, man, you're here. You're about a month away from finding out where you're going to land. And, again, that draft is right around the corner. Every guy that comes on the show, we ask this question, Tyrese. We throw you in the film room. You're with those scouts. What are they going to love about the DB position? Let's start off with that first. I mean, you know, what are those intangibles you bring as a cover guy that they're going to fall in love with?
I can play any position in the secondary, honestly. Like I said, I'm very athletic, and I'm a ball hawk. You can see it on my film. You can see it on my stats. I'm definitely a lockdown corner guy, safety guy, nickel guy. I can play literally any position in the secondary, and you will get the same result. So, yeah, that's what I bring.
Awesome. Does anything go unnoticed that we don't see? You know, we see the film. We see the ability. What do these scouts need to know about, you know, in terms of something that, I mean, maybe a team captain, weight room warrior, maybe you're a film junkie, maybe the defense that you ran didn't allow you to blitz more or play more. What do these scouts need to know about? This is your show, Tyrese. This is your opportunity to share that with these guys if they're listening in.
Okay. I can say as a leader in the defense of my 4 years there, I was making checks and calls. I recognized formation a lot, and I'm always speaking up in film room and having one-on-one conversations with my DBs. I'm definitely a leader on that aspect. I just have very great love for the game, and I want to see younger guys progress. And coming in, they always look up to me as being a leader of the defense. I just always stuck with that, just progressing them and teaching them what I know so far with being in college and just as a DB.
Nice. Excellent. Well said, Tyrese. Now, you're down at the HBCU Spirit of America Bowl. You know, anyone out there listening, that's a great opportunity for a man like yourself to be able to kind of talk with scouts, make some contact. I mean, share that experience, what it was like, and who'd you speak with?
It was definitely great. I met a lot of great coaches. And a lot of great players from all over the country, honestly. You know, it was definitely fast-paced, you know. It was a lot of different athletes from around the world, like I said. But I felt like I competed with the best that was there, honestly.
and I didn't really get to speak to anybody because the first thing they asked was, did I have an agent? So that was my biggest, like, downgrade. I believe I performed well for them to come and ask me, did I have an agent? But, yeah, so far I wasn't really sure who asked about me.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're with Richard Lardé. I mean, fantastic guy. He represents you.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure he's going to do everything he can. Yeah, I mean, you got a good guy right there, man. He's going to work hard for you. And like I say, he's going to do everything. So now this I don't know, and I apologize, but, I mean, in terms of pro day, does Bluefield have a pro day? Or are you going to be able to kind of work out somewhere else? Or, I mean, how's the next, I guess, month going to look for you in terms of being able to kind of get yourself out there and getting, you know, seen by these potential hirees?
Yeah, I was supposed to have pro days this month, but with the virus going around, a lot of schools canceled their pro days, so that kind of set me back. But I'm still waiting to hear from two more schools, so I'm just waiting on that aspect for real. Yeah, but the virus, like, a lot of schools really canceling this month, so that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, we had a Kent State kid on yesterday. They canceled their spring game. They postponed that, and and I don't know. I mean, it's crazy how this is affecting. I know the Steelers and Eagles have they've stopped their scouts from actually traveling, I believe, so they're not even attending these days.
Yeah, I heard that too. I was just informed the Redskins stopped theirs as well. Like the third team just stopped their scouts from traveling.
Now, not to get off subject, my son lives in New York, and he said he wants to come. We're based out of Youngstown. He said he wants to come home because they're shutting everything down there. So I'm like, I don't know. They're shutting stuff down here too. So they're shutting stuff down anywhere. So, okay, man. Now this is a cliche question, but I'm excited to ask this because you have so much athleticism. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level? I mean, who is somebody that you could say you might, maybe family, friends, teammates, coaches? They say, hey, Tyrese. You know, this guy at the next level, he's somebody that you remind us of.
For me, because I'm a big, like, I believe I'm a big ball hawk, but I'm a tremendous run stopper. So I've been compared to Jamal Adams a lot. Yeah, that's my guy, though. I really look up to him. But, yeah, I definitely been compared to Jamal Adams with me coming up and making big plays in the run game.
Man, you sent the home run ball out at the end of the show there, man. We're talking about all the abilities you have and that flashy athleticism and you doing special things, and then and you come around with the run stopper role, man. That's what a great way to. We're almost near the end of the podcast, but man, that's fantastic stuff, Terry. Listen,
I love hitting.
You're a football player. I mean, if that's what it is, love hitting, you play football. You got to find it, especially if you're on defense, man. So I love the tenacity.
Yeah, definitely got to find new sport.
I love it. Hey, we got about 2 minutes left, but let me ask you a few. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of these?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, take us inside that Bluefield College locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname?
Me, the two-time.
Mr. Two-Time. I like it. That was pretty quick enough. How about this one? Looking back again at your college days, give the college some love. On a typical Friday or Saturday, not football season, a night you can just kind of go out and get a bite to eat. What's your favorite place to hang out when you're at school?
Favorite place to hang out, I would say, what is that for? I didn't really get out, so that's kind of my room, I guess. I was too focused.
Well, there you go, man. And the final one, as we build towards the draft, April's going to be right around the corner. I'm sure that weekend you're going to be with family and friends, awaiting to hear your name called, getting a name, having that. But who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready, prepared, as you kind of celebrate this next moment in your life?
My grandmother, most definitely. I just want to see a smile on her face, honestly, with my name called, or if I get invited somewhere, I definitely want to see a smile on her face.
Man, Tyree, I tell you what, man, fantastic show, fantastic career, And I can't thank you enough for letting us know you a little bit more and being able to kind of spread, you know, and share your name with the rest of the NFL gurus out there who want to know a little bit more about you. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and continue success as you make this path, my man.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tyrese Henry, Bluefield College standout. And this kid, I tell you what, I mean, you watch his kid's tape, you see the athleticism, and then he ends the show with the run stop for passion. See, you got to love that. Like I said, that's why we love doing this, because there's just so many young men like him that just need a little bit of a platform, a little bit of juice to kind of get some recognition. And like I said, we're very thankful for him to come on. As always, we appreciate you guys stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.